transmission.
Oh yes. Once again, it is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for everybody's favorite Anon radio show, Drinking Tea in the Bathtub with Tobe, sometimes known as the Dubious Goals Committee. And I am also sometimes known as Tobe. Oh yeah. And I'm the chairman of this committee. And I am now sitting in my bathtub in some lovely hot water. And of course, sitting on the edge of the tub is my giant cup of tea. Oh yeah. That's good tea. It's a little hot, but it's still good. Oh. Yeah. So here we are. In the bathtub once again. Oh, because... Oh, there we go. Now I'm good. Because... Well, I woke up this morning, and I was fine. I was very careful this morning to make sure that I didn't do anything too strenuous as I was getting out of bed, which means, you know, getting up off the floor. And I was fine there for a while until, and you're not going to believe this, I got upstairs into the kitchen and I was making my tea. And when I reached up to open the cabinet that has the tea in it, somehow, and I don't know how this happened, somehow I just managed to twinge my back just a little bit. And it was just enough to start little spasms starting, and I'm like, ow. And I was thinking, oh great, this is just what I need. And so I thought, okay, well, maybe it will go away. Maybe if I just stretch a little bit and get warmed up, it'll go away. So I ate breakfast. I ate my waffles. And it's not going away. Ow. And so I thought, well, looks like the first thing we're doing today is getting in the bathtub to try to arrest this situation. Try to cut the pain off before it turns into anything weird. Cause you know how it is with muscle spasms. Once it starts going, then it starts affecting other muscle groups and it travels and then it just gets worse and it's weird. And this time when I did it, it's sort of on the side. The little muscles group that I twinged. Not just my back, it's kind of my side. And I can tell that if I don't take care of this, this is going to wrap around. And boy, I hate it when back spasms wrap around. So, I'm sitting here in a tub full of hot water, trying to stretch my back out and relax it a little bit. And we can turn the water off now. There we go. I have dexterous toes. Oh. And I think this is helping. I think this is helping me out already. Okay, good. So we're going to sit in here for about half an hour and see if we can't get this straightened out. You won't be in here with me for the entire half hour. We'll go to break here in another 8 minutes or so. And then we'll do some magic. The magic of radio. We'll do some magic of radio and do some time dilation. And the next thing you know,
we'll be downstairs watching Europa League. Because, yes, today is a Europa League day. This is the last... what's the word I'm looking for? This is the last day of group play or round-robin competition, if you're familiar with that concept. But there are already games going on, and I am missing them because I'm sitting up here with a slightly twinged out back. This is the most annoying time of the year for me, when it starts to get cold. Today, when I woke up and I went upstairs, I looked outside and it was bright and sunny and there was no wind. And I thought, oh boy, this is great. Maybe we can go outside today and go look for some marmots or whatever. And so I also checked the thermometer that's bolted to the wall just outside my kitchen door. But no, it is below freezing. I mean, yeah, it's below freezing. It's negative 1 or negative 2 Celsius. It's about 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's not too terrible, but I don't want to walk around outside with exposed hands. Although, since it's not windy, it's probably not that bad. But either way, it doesn't matter, because then I tweaked my back, and now here we are. So, I'm trying to think who's playing today in the Europa League. And my mind just sort of isn't on football right now. Olympique Lyonnais plays today. I don't even know why I remember that. I don't particularly care. I guess it doesn't matter. Oh, it just doesn't matter. So, let's check the temperature on that tea one more time. See how good this is yet. Oh. Mmm. Oh, delicious. Mmm. Ay, 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 ay. Whew. It's good. But it's still just a little bit hot. Okay, so. What else is happening? Oh, I've got to run back over to my parents' house today. I got an email from my mom that said, oh, we need your help, blah, 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 come over. Okay. And I said, yeah, I'll be there after my show. And so, if I remember correctly, I need to change another light bulb. If you'll remember, about a week or two ago, had to help my dad change a light bulb, but now there's another light bulb that needs to be changed, and my dad can't do it because my dad is currently sick. He's got a cold, and while that doesn't necessarily sound so bad, my dad also has asthma. So when you couple asthma plus cold, it's downright debilitating. So my dad needs to stay down and rest. And so apparently there's a mysterious light bulb that doesn't want to come out of the socket or something that I'm going to have to take a look at, along with move some bags of salt to the basement, if I remember correctly. Oh, this tea is good. Mm. Oh, yeah. I love drinking tea, especially when I'm in the bathtub. Tea in the bathtub. And speaking of salt, oh yeah, no, I did that already. I was just thinking, didn't my dad bring over a bag of salt like last week? Yeah, and then I put it in my water softener. This is water softener salt we're talking about, not, you know, like sidewalk salt or something like that. And now that I mentioned sidewalk salt, now I'm remembering that I wanted some sidewalk de-icing salt for something. What did I want it for? And I didn't want it for de-icing any pavement or anything. I wanted it for its chemical properties. Now, what did I want it for? It was this summer. I was thinking, oh yeah, I just need to get some blah, blah, blah. But I won't be able to get any until winter. And now I can't remember what I needed it for. Isn't that just typical? Yes. Yes, it is. Oh well. So yeah, later today, I gotta run over to my parents' house, see if I can figure out how to change the light bulb. And I don't know, apparently dump some bags of salt into their into their water softener. Okay, so that's pretty much my agenda for the day. Oh, what else do I need to do? What else was I going to do today? Oh, I was going to actually call a friend of mine. But, maybe I'll do that tomorrow. That's not that important. It can wait. So, maybe we'll just see what happens. Otherwise, yeah, now see, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to think, but I can't. Yeah, I'll call what's-his-name tomorrow. That'll be my main agenda point tomorrow. And today I'll just focus on getting the salt in my parents' basement and doing whatever else. I'm trying a tentative stretch here. Yeah. This stretch is kind of good. I think I might have alleviated my muscle problems here. There's a little ache there still, but nothing too terrible. Yeah, if I sit in here for another 10 or 15 minutes, I'll be able to fix it. And plus, I got some Tylenol. I could take some Tylenol and some ibuprofen, and we'll be back to normal. So, I guess it's about time to take a little break. What should we listen to today? I don't have anything planned today, so it looks like we're just going to hit random selection. So, here's a little bit of music for you. I don't know what's coming. So it's a surprise. So here you go.
even overpower.
Well, welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is still Tobe, and I'm still drinking tea. Oh, and it's just right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, the tea is delicious and perfect. It's inside the perfect temperature window. Oh, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. And it is just the right amount of sweetness and everything. Oh, good stuff. I do love tea. Now, what song was that? What song was that that we played during the break? Well, if you're wondering, and this is kind of an unusual one, in that it was Moby. Yeah, Moby. Everybody loves Moby. Remember that guy? Well, that song was Moby's interpretation of the classic Schoolhouse Rock anthem, Verb. That's what's happening. Yes, that's the title of the song, Verb. That's what's happening. And yes, you heard me correctly. That was one of the Schoolhouse Rock songs. Now, if you are my age or thereabouts, I don't need to explain Schoolhouse Rock to you. If you are considerably younger than me and have no idea what Schoolhouse Rock is, well, I'm not going to explain it. You're going to have to look it up. I suggest Wikipedia. And you might actually be able to find the original Schoolhouse Rock songs online somewhere. I don't know. Check YouTube. I don't know. I don't do YouTube myself, so maybe they're there, maybe they're not. Just do a search for Schoolhouse Rock, and if you manage to find them, listen to the song Verb. That's what's happening. The original was probably my favorite Schoolhouse Rock song back when I was a wee little child. Mm. Damn, this is good tea. Yeah, so when I was a kid, the Verb song was my favorite Schoolhouse Rock song because it's the one that rocked the hardest. And so when Moby did his version of it, I was excited. Well, here's what actually happened. Back in the 90s, there was some weird retro movement, and everybody sort of thought, oh, Schoolhouse Rock is cool again. You know, this is a generation later. This is when all the kids who grew up listening to Schoolhouse Rock were then old enough to say, hey, maybe we should put together a compilation album. So somebody put together a compilation album of various artists doing covers of the Schoolhouse Rock songs. And so, the first time I ever saw the disc, I remember somebody, I don't remember how it was, but I remember my girlfriend was there. Somebody whipped it out and goes, hey, have you heard this yet? And I was like, no, but I heard about it, and blah, blah, blah. Let's put it in. And, of course, the song I wanted to hear first was Verb. That's what's happening. And I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. By Moby. How interesting. So, yeah. That's what that's all about. And that's what we heard today. The Moby version of Verb. The Schoolhouse Rock classic. You know what else is funny? Mm. that little tribute album, that compilation of Schoolhouse Rock tunes done by different artists, is so old now that I imagine we have users. I might have listeners to this show or users on SDF who are even younger than that particular compilation CD. That's the funny part of it all. Not too funny, because it just makes me realize how old I am. Oh my God, I'm so old. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, but you're only like 19. Yeah, that's true. I am about 19 years old. How much swing is in the about? I do not know. I do not know. So, I'm sitting here now trying to watch my TV, and something's freaking out. Okay, whatever. I must have stepped on the remote because something weird came up on the screen. And I managed to figure it out. What am I watching on TV? You should know by now, because I told you what we were going to be watching in the first part of the show. That's right, we are watching Europa League. And there's two games on. There's like 12 games being played today, at least four of which are happening simultaneously right now, and there's some on later. But anyway, I got the Lyon game on. Olympique Lyonnais. Ooh, that was close. They're playing at Atlanta. So it's a French team versus an Italian team, and this is a pretty good game from what I've seen. I've only seen like 5 minutes of it so far. But at Atlanta is up by one. It is 1-0. And we're about, what? Oh, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes into the second half. Yeah, there's the clock. About 20 minutes. And this is actually kind of interesting. The other game that I have on, and why are they not running three games? Because the only thing that's on the other Fox Sports channel is one of those radio shows that they show on TV, which I think is just about the stupidest thing in the world. If you want to have a TV show, just have a TV show. If you want to have a radio show, just have a radio show. But, you know, don't waste TV broadcast time showing a radio show that's already been broadcast, both on the radio and TV. This is a repeat. Just show the games. You got plenty of live sports that you can be showing, and you've got it going on your other network, so it doesn't matter. Oh, there's a corner kick by... Oh, that was close. Anyway, let's check the other game. The other game that we have on is AC Milan versus... Oh, yes, I know this team, but I forget how to pronounce the name of the club. It's like Rijeka. Or something close to that. And this is where it gets embarrassing, as I don't think I remember where Rijeka is from. I remember having to look it up about a month or more ago. Oh, so that's funny. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, gee, Tobe, you're not as smart as we thought you were. Well, come on. I can't know everything. I can't know every football team and where they're from. You know, it's not like American football team, America football teams, where, you know, it's easy to remember every single American football team because there's only, what, 32? How many professional football teams are there in America? I think 32. I'm not an expert in the NFL, but that seems right. And I know what you're thinking, well, 32, that's a lot. No, that ain't jack. You know how many professional football teams there are in England alone? Over 760. And that's just in England. So yeah, there's multiple hundreds of professional teams in each and every country. And you can't expect me to know them all. Although, I wish I did. I wish I had the computer brain that could tell me all the information about all the teams all the time, because then I wouldn't have to look it up. Then I wouldn't have to go to Wikipedia and look things up and have to sit there for 8 minutes while their little "We need money, please send us money" windows load. I hate that. I'm trying to look something up. I need information fast. I go to Wikipedia, and my computer just sits there and hangs while the little window that says, "If everybody who is reading this right now would just give us 37 cents, we'd never have to send up one of these windows again." But, oh, shut up. You know, and I would love to give you money, Wikipedia, but I don't have any dollars. All my dollars go to buying tea, obviously.
Kitty poops. Kitty poops. Listen to kitty poop sounds.
And that's Pippa. That's Pippa, my cat, making funny noises when she does kitty poops in her kitty poop box. We've managed to get that recorded a couple times in this last week or so. Something about my cat's schedule is just right for doing kitty poops when I'm wanting to do my show. So that's fun. I'm glad you got to hear my cat do some poopy business. Yep, and so now my kitty cat is finishing up her business in the bathroom, and she's going to come. There she goes. Broom! Cat comes bolting out of the bathroom, super excited and highly energized after unloading all that waste material that was apparently holding her back. So now my cat is in zippy mode. Every time we have little poops, then we gotta go running around the house celebrating the fact. That's cats for you. You gotta love them. They're so hilarious. Oh, I should be paying attention to these football games, but the one that I need to know the score on is the Everton game. Everton plays, Apollon. Everton plays Apollon, and I know that game is being played right now, and I did see a score earlier flashed up on the screen. It was 1-0 in favor of Everton. Woohoo! Have to take a sip of tea in celebration of Everton. But anyway, I gotta watch these games, so it's time to wrap some of this up. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta watch some football, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.